Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, out there listening, grab yourself a paper and a pencil, and I'm going to give you a phone number here in a minute for you to write down, because here you had that House Bill 68, which we tried to pass to make adolescents. It's a House bill to keep adolescents from experimentation. It's called the SAFE Act, where it makes it illegal for them to take these kids and start, well, mutilating them. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable what we've come to, but here we passed it in the House by a large, large margin, which should have been. And now this bill is going to be coming to the, this is to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto. This is to override his veto, and this will be coming to the Ohio Senate for a vote on January 24th. What you need to do out there, you folks, is to call your state senator and urge them to vote for the bill, to vote to override the veto of Governor DeWine. And so, if you don't know who your state senator is, you can find out by calling this number, 1-800-282-0253. That's 1-800-282-0253. All you have to do is tell them where you live, and they can tell you who your state senator is, who your representative is, and they can even tell you who your congressman is and your U.S. senator. Again, that number is 1-800-282-0253. If you're not sure, I know a lot of times it's hard to keep up anymore. So with that, we talked about what was happening for a long time. We've known that Oprah Winfrey is running the circles with the so-called elite. We know what has been happening. Epstein's Island, why Epstein's, the FBI has Epstein's book, and they won't open that little black book. There's a lot of names in there. And I'm going to tell you the reason they won't is because of big, big money. Huge amounts of money keeping these things. This is the way the deep state has always worked. Folks, you see what happened on Saturday night, where you had an insurrection, if you will, at the White House. But because they were on the left, because this was Antifa, this because they were anti-Israel, anti-Christian, the Antichrist, burn, loot, and murder, we do not have a Justice Department. We do not. What was once the Justice Department is completely and totally corrupted. It's completely corrupted. Merrick Garland is the most corrupt attorney general in the history of the country. And if we look at the FBI, there's no legitimacy there. They're just a strong arm enforcement of the Democratic Communist Party. That's reality. They've lost all credibility. They've lost all legitimacy. Now, I'm not saying, I know there are still some decent and good people as far as the field agents out there in the FBI. I know that they're even more offended by Chris Wray and a crooked, and those very, very crooked. Well, they're prostitutes, is what they are. They've gone a whoring. They've sold themselves out, and so. And I understand that, because you know, what happens is when, you know, your little son or daughter comes home and say, "Daddy, I don't want people to know you work for the FBI." That's pretty bad, and some of those deserve that, but there's many of those, and I feel for them, because I know what they mean, how they worked their whole life, and now the corruption is so bad. And praise the good Lord for the whistleblowers. Praise God for those that have the courage to stand up and blow the whistles the way they did. But meanwhile, folks, listen, we got to hear from you. You got to keep calling or you won't be hearing from us. And I mean, it's that important. The number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to play a clip, and this clip talks about Oprah. Now, we're gonna stop that clip 5 minutes in because I got to give that number out again, and then we'll finish it. But we got to hear from you. So go ahead, Ken, and take her away.
Oprah Winfrey's reputation has taken a hit due to her close friendships with numerous high-profile rapists and pedophiles. But she's about to lose a whole lot more, according to investigators, who revealed that the billionaire media tycoon is about to be thrown under the bus and prosecuted on child trafficking charges. Oprah isn't the only member of the global VIP elite facing charges. A whole host of household names, including Bill Gates, mainstream media figures, and members of the US House and Senate, are currently sweating as the walls close in on them. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel, and visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv to claim a stake in the channel, earn profits, and have a say in what we do. Is America's first African-American billionaire actually the world's most prolific pimp? According to investigators, Oprah Winfrey has been hiding in plain sight for decades, conspiring with some of the world's most notorious pedophiles and sex traffickers, and taking every opportunity to legitimize child sexual abuse in public forums.
So this is what so many people don't understand. A big part of the confusion and shame for child victims is that the attention and the seduction from the predator, who is probably going to be somebody you know.
Right.
In order for it to work, it has to be somebody you know, somebody you admire, somebody you respect, or maybe even love. And it feels good. I mean, if you're 7 years old and somebody, which I was trying to say this to my friends who had children, you're 7 years old and someone is stroking your penis, it feels good. Even though you don't have a name for what that is, it feels good. And when I first said this years ago, people were like, you're crazy, because everybody wants to believe it's like sexual assault and you're being thrown up against the wall and you're being raped. And I have said for years, if the abuser is any good, you won't even know it's happened. You will be in it and you won't even know it's happened. And if the abuser is any good, he or she is going to make you feel like you're a part of it.
According to mainstream media, Oprah's laundry list of pedophile connections is just an unfortunate coincidence. It's like the extensive list of Clinton associates who wound up dead in bizarre circumstances, often committing suicide by putting two bullet holes in the back of their own head. One coincidence after another, for decades and decades. After Oprah's close friend Jerry Harris was sentenced to 12 years in prison on child sex crimes in July, the media fact-checked anybody who dared to point out that he was Oprah's protege. This was information they didn't want to get out. But in reality, Harris was the star of Oprah's Netflix show Cheer, and she personally groomed him for the role. Then, like many of her other friends, Harris was exposed as a child rapist after he was caught using his position to lure underage children. But Jerry Harris is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Oprah and her paedophile connections. You might have heard of John of God, who will spend the rest of his life behind bars after being found guilty of a sickening array of paedophilia, trafficking and rape charges. Oprah featured him on a talk show in 2012 after travelling all the way to Brazil to interview him. According to Oprah, the man who would later be found guilty of the most hideous crimes was an inspiring figure. That's right. Even Oprah's spiritual advisor has been sentenced to prison on sickening child sex charges. For some reason, Oprah didn't tell her audience that John of God was literally farming babies through the sex slavery of very young girls and selling infants around the world to the highest bidders.
Na hora que eu fiquei sabendo, eu me entrego à justiça divina e à justiça da terra que eu prometi, e estou indo agora para me entregar o que eu fiquei sabendo pelo meu advogado que está aqui presente, o Dr. Toron.
This is not a conspiracy theory, this is a conspiracy fact. Young girls were held captive in remote farms where Oprah's inspirational friend would impregnate them and murder them after 10 years of giving birth. These babies were then sold to elite VIPs around the world. This was a huge global child trafficking operation involving elite VIPs that's been systematically swept under the carpet by the mainstream media. Why would they circle the wagons around such an evil figure? Because the mainstream media is bought and paid for by the global elite, who are essentially buying them off to keep quiet about the skeletons in their closets. John of God is connected to Bill Clinton, Naomi Campbell and Marina Abramovich, who filmed a documentary at his compound in Brazil in 2016. With friends like that, the mainstream media were always going to give him a free pass. But the story gets even darker. The woman who originally blew the whistle and exposed the child trafficking operation, Sabrina Bittencourt, was found dead after John of God was arrested.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, I got to tell you that we're going to bring you the rest of this. The numbers are, but the phones aren't ringing, and they got to ring. If they don't ring, folks, again, like I said, we definitely need to hear from you. So those numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Yeah, I've got those guys in that back room, Frank and Randy and Eric. And if the phones aren't ringing, you can't leave them idle hands. They'll get in trouble. Who knows what they might do? But you know, they got to take those calls. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All righty, we're going to go back to Oprah.
The authorities quickly ruled it was a suicide, but her son was quoted on social media as saying, "They killed my mother." Oprah sure keeps good company. She also runs her own school for young girls in Africa, a $40 million school for disadvantaged girls, where in 2007, several girls were sexually abused, and parents were only allowed to see their children once a month. Which raises the question, what is this billionaire's endgame? What is her overarching agenda? We've got the receipts, and they all point to a very disturbing outcome. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The globalist elite have admitted that they want to bankrupt us, and now they're making their move. The government have been given permission to print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. The Biden regime claims that this has saved America's economy, but all they did is ensure the US dollar gets devalued even further. With the BRICS nations working together to create a new global reserve currency, the threats to the US dollar are just getting stronger. The only ones who aren't afraid are those who invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help if you want to invest in gold. Click the link below this video to secure your wealth now and get a 24-carat quarter of an ounce gold standard coin for free. NobleGoldInvestments.com is the only gold company I trust. Truth tellers who've been granted a glimpse behind the curtain have been saying for years that Oprah has a sick agenda. Rose McGowan came the closest to hinting at the full truth when she said Oprah is about supporting a sick power structure and tossed in the hashtag lizard for good measure. British singer Seal, who's also known Oprah for decades, blasted America for falling for the talk show host's hypocritical persona, describing Oprah as having been part of the problem for decades. Seal posted two pictures, one of Oprah sucking Harvey Weinstein's ear and the other showing Oprah offering Weinstein some fresh meat in the form of a very young Rita Ora. And don't forget about British actress Cadian Noble, who minced exactly zero words when she said, "Oprah pimped me like a whore to Hollywood serial rapist Harvey Weinstein." Noble claims that when she first met Weinstein at an event in London, she was impressed because he was partying with model Naomi Campbell, the supermodel whose house is shaped like the Eye of Horus, and he had Oprah swinging off his arm. The only unusual thing about the night, described by Cadian Noble, is that the females Oprah was procuring were above the age of consent. There is talk of a high-level cover-up, with a Hollywood entertainment lawyer revealing that the bombshell Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland was funded by Oprah and Harvey Weinstein. According to a lawyer who goes by the name Enty, the plot to resurface debunked claims about Michael Jackson is all part of a ploy by a group of Hollywood elites to distract attention away from the real perpetrators of child abuse. Of course, the mainstream media are doing everything they can to circle the wagons and protect elite predators and their enablers and traffickers. These are high-level people, global elites, who are bonded by the same secrets and sick agenda. Oprah is a member of the Billionaires Club, or the so-called Good Club, along with Bill Gates, George Soros, Warren Buffett, and Ted Turner. The so-called Good Club meets behind closed doors to discuss plans to depopulate the world. Again, this isn't a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. The mainstream media used to report on it until they were completely co-opted by the elites. Now they churn out false fact checks denying they exist. If the mainstream media won't do their job and report on real news, then somebody has to do it. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite and reporting on the real news that the mainstream media is suppressing. The consequences of staying silent are simply too great to bear. You can play your part in exposing the elite by subscribing to the channel and joining the People's Voice Locals community, supporting our work and gaining access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there.
All right, you know, we're back, folks, and one of the things that's happening with the mainstream media right now is they continue to lose credibility. They're kind of like the dollar. It keeps losing its worth, and so does the mainstream media. Now they're going to have to, and they realize they're in a situation, they got to start telling the truth at some point. And so you're seeing out there right now, they're, Joe, they seem to be very concerned about maybe the deep state trying to take down Donald Trump. All of a sudden, NBC, remember, they're out there and they're really concerned about that. What do you think their agenda is?
Well, their agenda, to me, is to stop Trump any way possible, because it's a matter to a lot of people of their fame, fortune, and some even their freedom. They've committed enough crimes that they could be sent to prison for a long time. And so this is a life or death struggle. This isn't just a political battle.
All right. Andrea and Medina pledges 50. Thank you, Andrea. 888-281-1110. All right. 888-677-9673. All right. Now you have the situation where you have Oprah, but now recently more information is coming out about, remember, Congressman Wiener, remember Wiener and his laptop and all the information that they have on that. And a lot of that has to do with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, she tried to get rid of all those emails. She tried to burn. She bleached and burnt and crushed.
Right. Smashed all the cell phones, and then they had the server in her bathroom. And but they've got that information off of Anthony Weiner's wife's laptop, and it was taken, so they know what's on it, and they're sure not going to let that truth out.
Well, no, but now what happens if Trump gets back in? He fires the DOJ. He puts an honest person in there as Attorney General. Let's just say there's some honest ones out there, ones that he's vetted already. He's been burnt before.
Yeah.
What if we have an actual...
With the acting that is always on the news, he'd be good. I can't think of his name, having one of those senior moments.
Yeah. What about a legitimate head of the FBI and the CIA? And so with that, and what if also he can do like Obama did? Obama purged every patriotic general, 11 four-star generals, 260 flag officers out of the military, anyone who they looked like they were God-loving, God-fearing American patriots, he got rid of and replaced them with the Millies.
That's the key. God, see, even Trump, first thing was God, family, and country, brought that back, and the one thing they can't stand is that idea of a nation under God, because they are the Antichrist system, and that's the one thing they fear. Is people, especially if they bring up the name Jesus, like at Christmas when Trump brought up, you know, it's all about Jesus. And that set off all kinds of things with the left.
Yeah, it did. Now, I remember the look on Hillary's face when she was speaking to her people, and she said, if Trump gets back in, we are all going to hang. In other words, all of that has to do with this child sex, not just the sex trafficking, but the child sacrifice. There's a lot of that going on. And Hillary and her girlfriends, how many times did she frequent not only Epstein's Orgy Island, but his ranch out there in New Mexico? And so there's a lot on that. And so all it ties all of these now. Right now, she's had the influence because she has everything you need on everybody under her. And the FBI, Comey, and Ray, and everyone, they've been over backwards. They've been over backwards to protect her because she could take them all down with her. But now, and see, now we're not the only ones now that are saying this. For a long time, Joe, I can tell you, very few people would speak out. I mean, we always did. We told it the way it is, and over the years, we've had threat after threat after threat. You know what? But we fear God. That's it, right? That's all. The Bible says
he's the only one we need to fear because he's the only one in the end that matters.
Well, 366 times.
Sidebar.
366 times he tells us what to fear not. Right.
Fear not. Right.
Okay. So there you go. So all of this is a horrible, horrible thing, this child sex trafficking. It's terrible, like the child killing, the abortion. And people, I think, are starting to wake up. Everybody wants revival. Everybody's asking, is this the end times? They have to understand, before there can be revival, there's got to be repentance. Men can't bring on revival. Okay, that has to be the Holy Spirit. Men can bring on repentance. When there's repentance, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, does the Lord say that revival comes first or repentance?
Repentance. If my people who are called by my name will repent.
That's right. There you go. What do you think about all that, George?
They will repent and turn from their wicked ways. And one of the things people go, well, I'm a good person. I don't have to turn from wicked ways. One of the problems is, and we've talked about this, I had a list one night. I can't remember how many words. All the words that Jesus spoke were active verbs. You know, run to the battle, fight the fight, stand in the gap, reprove, rebuke, testify, witness. You know, you go on and on and on. Pray, all these are active verbs, and some of these people, well, I haven't stolen, I don't cheat on my taxes, I don't cheat on my spouse, blah, blah, but they're also not doing what God has asked them to do, and that is also one of the things keeping us from being, what, in His grace and love and mercy, right?
Well, Joe, until you're saved, all your good works account for nothing. It's like if you go to the bank and you say, you know what, I want to deposit this money into the bank. And they say, well, that's great, but you don't have an account, right?
You got to have an account to put something in it.
Right.
And treasures can't go into an account, you know, into heaven until you have an account there.
I had a guy one time tell me, well, preacher, I think my good works, I think I've done more good than bad. That should get me in. I said, no, that won't get you a thing. Your good works, the Bible says they're like filthy rags, the best of your works. What do you mean? Well, you have to explain to them, apart from Christ, until you're saved, all your good works account for absolutely nothing, huh?
Exactly. People hate to think of that, but you don't get to heaven by good works. You don't get it by donating money to charity. You don't get it to heaven by going to church. It's only through what? Giving yourself to Jesus Christ through repentance.
Amen. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. James in Illinois pledges 40. Thank you, James in Illinois.
It might be a good time to remind the listeners, too. There's always new listeners out there. When you started this long ago, people decided to help, started donating to the ministry. And from that point on, it's been a partnership of you and whoever is working with you doing the work. And the people that donated their donations pay the bills. And the big bill is the radio airtime. And no one in this ministry in the 50 years, almost 51, has ever taken a dime. You've never taken any money. No one working with you has taken. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure to keep this going because we're here to serve the Lord. We're not here to get famous. We're not here to get rich. We're doing it because this is what God has asked us to do. And the Bible, God makes it clear in Scripture that if you support a ministry that's doing his work, it blesses him, by supporting that, you will share in all the blessings of that ministry. So if we've helped lead anybody to the Lord, if we put a coat on a child that's cold, if we've done any good, anything that blesses God, you out there who donate get to share in those blessings. So it is truly a partnership and a good way for you to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven.
All right, you just reminded me of something. I forgot to announce, you know, we still collecting coats for the veterans out there, for homeless veterans. And so
it's getting cold. It's going to be cold for a long time.
Oh, boy, it is. You know, today I went in, I took a glass of boiling hot water, very, very hot. I took it out, one of those big, large glasses. I threw it up in the air, Joe, and it came down as snow.
Snow?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's how cold. It was 1 degree this morning when I got up out there, 1 degree. And so, all right, James in Illinois pledges 40, and Bill in Hartfield pledges 100. Thank you, James. Thank you, Bill. And so, anyhow, going back to, I wanted to say this very quickly. Well, we still have George, but it's George. What do you think about all we've been talking about?
Well, first of all, Ernie, what is the name of that documentary? So for those of us who haven't heard about it, I'd love to check it out.
Silent Cries. Silent Cries. It is absolutely very, very powerful. It's 2 minutes and three, or 2 hours and 3 minutes, and it's a very, very powerful. And like I said, I wanted to, before I do the whole 2 hours again, I want to make sure that we have a lot of people there to watch this here. I've already had a number of people ask me if we would show it again this coming Sunday. But let me think that over a little bit because there's some other things. I'd rather have more of a notice and then be able to have the largest amount of people. They really need to see this. It's a really powerful film.
Yeah. So, and Ernie, I was going to say, I think they're the global elite, their fear of Trump getting back into office is, imagine how many of these globalist leaders and the Hollywood people and the politicians are also probably pedophiles. Some of them have been exposed. I think there's the terror in them being exposed as well, which I think is why, when it comes to the LGBT agenda, why they are pushing the pedophilia, P for pedosexual, or MAP for minor attractive persons. Because if they can successfully keep Trump from getting into office and at the same time legalize pedophilia and get it under the LGBTQ plus umbrella, anyone who dares to balk at the thought of men or women having sex with their children or grandchildren, you will be arrested for a hate crime and have your life destroyed. Then it will now protect those pedophiles in Hollywood or in D.C. or the globalists who will eventually be exposed. So I think there may be a double reason as to why they are trying to get to destroy Trump and at the same time quickly groom the public to accept pedophilia as a sexual orientation, which they are doing.
Now, all of this stuff we talk about, pedophilia and abortion, all this is satanic. This is pure Satanism. Communism and Satanism is one of the very same things. People don't really realize it. It's all based on the Antichrist system. And so, here, not only that, but, you know, also what they want to do, they're pushing, they want to legalize prostitution, make it a federal law to legalize prostitution like they did with Roe v. Wade. And if that happens, just like what we saw, that woman, that Big Fanny, and that A&A church, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the AMA.
I wish you hadn't said, if you just said what's the name of the church.
No, he just said it. George just said it. What was that, George?
I think it's the AMA. I know what you're talking about. I can't.
I know it's AMA or AME, but anyhow, if, you know, now these apostate churches, if they make a federal law legalizing prostitution, you'll see, just like they did with abortion, you had these people say, well, if it's legal, it can't be a sin. This is what they said. As long as it's legal, it can't be a sin. This is the mindset amongst the biblically illiterate, those that are lost. And you will see these women in these churches, in the World and National Council of Churches, becoming prostitutes and thinking there's nothing wrong with that because it's legal. That's the mindset they have out there today. Watch. Joe, how right have we been?
Been extremely accurate on stuff, and I was just thinking along that line, way back many years ago, we started telling people about cultural Marxism, and one of the things that we talked about was clear back when it started.
You'll have to hold on to that thought, because we'll be back right after this.
That's right, break time.
Feels so fine, this new age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised. But that's not what the new age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man of the kind to be scared. Will I go to heaven, or as I feared, below? I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He has risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there.
We are back. Go ahead and, Joe, finish what you were saying.
Yeah, way back, there were two founders, really, of cultural Marxism, Gramsci and George Lucas, there in Hungary. And clear back in 1919, Lucas was saying, who will save us from Western civilization? He was the commissioner for culture in Hungary. And one of his very first acts as commissioner was to introduce sex education into Hungary's public school system. Why? He knew that he could destroy the West's traditional sexual morals. He would have taken a giant step toward destroying Western culture. And he and Gramsci both understood that Western culture and the Christian religion were what kept people from joining the Marxist class and accepting communism. And they said communism was impossible in the West until the communists could destroy the culture and the Christian religion. And they decided that the best way to start destroying it was through the sexual revolution. And it was a creation of the communists, the cultural Marxists. And as we were talking about earlier, what do we see going on everywhere? This sexual revolution, it keeps getting more perverse. It keeps getting more obscene with all the fetishes, and now with all the transgenderism and the fetishes that are now being, every high school is having fetish days and doing all kinds of strange things we've been talking about for years. It was all planned. It was all, somebody figured out this is how we destroy Western civ and we get rid of that Christian religion.
We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until you awaken to find out you have become a communist. We will, exactly. We will defeat you without firing a shot. We will do it through your youth. We will be in all of your institutions. We will take over your colleges, your high schools. We will take over your newspapers, your printing companies.
45 goals of communism in America.
Yep.
Right?
And we've been talking about this for over 50 years, huh?
Yep. A long time. Cleon Skousen was the FBI's expert on communism back then, and he wrote the, he's the one that put those goals together through research into the Communist Party.
All right, very good. All right, Patricia in Jersey pledges 100. Arlene in Illinois pledges 75, and Bill Hartman pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, don't forget, with a pledge of $40 or more, you can receive a copy of From Queer to Christ by George Carneal, who is with us here tonight. And so, a couple things real fast. Let me just, we hit on this a little bit a week or so ago, Joe, but Swift Health Insurance report, people receiving cancer treatment since 2020 skyrocketed by 73% after they received the COVID vaccines. Do you hear that? Swift Health report. What have we been telling people from day one about those so-called vaccines, right?
Poison poke, we called it. The death shot. It's not a vaccine.
Yeah, we changed it to the kill shot.
Kill shot, yep.
Oh, and we just touched on this a little bit, too, but they've been a week ago. But again, all week long, they've been saying how the good jobs report, trying to say 749,000 jobs, guess what? One-fourth of those jobs that never even existed. This was totally made up out of thin air, wasn't it?
Right, and the others were just jobs that came back that were lost during the government shutdown. There were just things that were brought back to normal. They weren't created. They just were jobs that came back that were lost.
And folks, before you call me and ask me where do we get that?
Real jobs created.
Yeah, before folks call and ask where did you get that? It's in the Daily Caller. Try the Daily Caller, you'll find it. Or World News Daily. It's also World News Daily.
And a lot of that can be found too on the London Daily Mail. But right now, I thought it'd be a good time to tell people if they haven't heard, Trump is winning by a landslide over 50% so far, and Fox News has said that Ron DeSantis will finish ahead of Haley, and that's what's happening so far.
Well, let me tell you, out of the four, I could accept three of the four, and the one is that I couldn't accept is Haley.
Right.
I don't
could not accept her at all. She's a rhino, and she doesn't know what a, wasn't sure what a woman was, and a couple other big problems there.
Well, I don't trust her.
No.
And so, what do you...
Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, George.
I was going to say, could I also interject with regard to Vivek? You know, this is a man who just came out of nowhere, just like Obama. There have been people who have exposed some connection to Soros. So I would want people, I would hope that they'll do a little more research. I mean, he's a smooth talker. I mean, he says the right thing, but so did Obama. I'm just really hoping people will really stand behind Trump, because I believe he's the only one who's really going to go after these evil people. But do some research on Vivek as well and his connection to Soros.
I've done it already. You're right. He's gotten money from Soros, but guess what? So has DeSantis. They both got money. Now, Soros does this on purpose. He makes it, he funnels it through one of his so-called organizations where they don't even realize that this is Soros' money. One thing about Vivek, he's using his own money. He's using his own money, and that's what he's telling you, that he has no large donors. He has come out and said he has no large donors, although the word out there is that Soros has donated to him. I think I would rather believe him. But that's one of the things he's running on is that he is not obligated to anybody. And so Arlene in Illinois pledges 75. Thank you, Arlene. And let me see. Randy in San Diego pledges 50. Thank you, Randy. We actually only have 20 minutes left, 19 minutes left tonight, folks, and we still have a ways to go, so we'll be here till midnight. We'll be here till midnight. You can give us a call at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Should we let George give an invitation tonight, Joe?
I think that'd be wonderful. He's got a wonderful testimony, and I, think that'd be great.
All right. Well, George, you're planning on doing that now, and so get ready. We have...
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot.
Yeah, we...
we do that real easily.
Thank you, Joe.
One of the things I wanted to say tonight, too, and I want to keep repeating this like we always do, Joe, is one of the signs of the end times, that the soon return of the Lord is when all nations of the earth turn on Israel, when all the nations turn on Israel. And I feel that now above the surface, Biden is supporting Israel. That's why he's had all of those aides in the White House they threw a big protest. All of the White House aides, a big protest about supporting Israel. Below the surface, though, when he let loose $6 billion to Iran, what do you think Iran did with that money?
Let's see, being fungible. Oh, they took the money and they went and helped buy food for the poor people and increased the medical care. No, I'm just being facetious. It was money used to arm the Houthis and to help, give that weapon stash to Hamas. Remember, they built an underground tunnel system that, what I read somewhere, it marvels what they've done in Europe with the underground tunnels and stuff. It was a tremendous engineering feat. So somebody had to help them with money, construction materials, all kinds of things. So we know Iran is the one behind it all.
Absolutely. Now, let me say this is very important because there's a lot of misunderstanding with people out there. A lot of people get upset. They say, how can you, and I have to deal with this. I hear this from people. How can you support Israel when they've done this, they've done that? Okay. The fact is, you've got some people out there that think Israel can do no good. Others think they can do no wrong. The fact of it is, God's Word, the Bible, makes it clear. Israel is they're a stiff-necked people. Now, Israel, like America, today Israel, like America, they have left out They used to be good. They're no longer good. Israel actually has a higher abortion rate than America. Israel actually has a higher rate of pornography and prostitution than America. That is not good. And in Israel, they've actually had the world's largest sodomite parade. So Israel, like America, they're standing in the shadow of a holy and a just and an angry God. But now, God says very clearly, he doesn't stutter. He makes it clear that when it comes to Israel, he will punish Israel. See, this was the whole purpose of the tribulation period. And he makes a warning to the heathen nations out there, okay, that vengeance is his. See, because I have these people that want to see Israel destroyed, the professing Christians. And they say, well, you know, Israel is bad and Israel has left God. And that's true. Israel has their communism, their antichrist system, just like we do. But folks, if God says something, Joe, does he mean it when he says, touch not Israel there, okay? Just like when he says, touch not my anointed, I will deal with Israel. Do you think God means what he says?
Exactly. He always has. Look what happened to some of the people that he pronounced woes on, and Scripture makes it clear, as you do unto Israel, so it shall be done unto you. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it exact, but that's what it means.
So when America, and I believe America, unless we get Biden out of there and we get Trump back in very soon, we'll turn on Israel. And that, I think, will be the downfall.
God,
what do you think?
Already angry enough with us for all of the multitude of sins we have, yes.
Our sewers run from coast to coast red with the blood of innocent children. God says he's the one who made the ear. He hears what's going on. He's the one who made the eye. He sees what's going on. The vast majority of people in this country are totally oblivious to the fact that God is there. God is real. And they're going to have to stand before him someday in judgment. They don't get it, do they, Joe?
No, they don't seem to understand that there's not going to be any negotiations, you know, no second chances. It's if you have not accepted him and become a born-again believer, you're on the outs.
All right,
you're
folks.
On the wrong side forever.
Absolutely. Listen, we don't have much time. We're still short of our goal tonight. We're about 1,000, it looks like about 1,500 short of our goal tonight. We're still going to be here till 12 o'clock. We need to hear from you. We still have about $1,500 to go to raise tonight. All it would take is three people to pledge $500 or two people to pledge $1,000, whatever. But the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And one of the things I forgot to say tonight is about the newsletter. The newsletter is free. The newsletter is free. If you'd like the newsletter, when you call in, you can ask them for it, and they'll put your name down, and they'll send it to you. Or you just send us a letter go up on the internet to wrwl.org. All that information is there. Or just write us a letter at WRWL 14781. That's WRWL 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And just say, please send me the newsletter and give us a very clear address. Okay, George, you've got 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 4 minutes?
I hope so. Can I just say real quickly, if anyone wants more information about my background, or if you know of anyone struggling with this issue, my website is georgecarneal.com, C-A-R, N as in Nancy, E-A-L.com. And on page 2, you will see a lot of resources exposing what's going on in the school system, homeschool information, and laws that are being enacted that are already persecuting Christians. So there's a lot of good information on there for you. So I wanted to throw that out there. If anyone wants to also support my ministry, there's a donate section that you can look at. I would appreciate that as well, and your prayers most of all. So as far as an altar call, Pastor Ernie, do you prefer that, you know, we do a prayer to for people to receive Christ, or just basically just encourage them to come to know Christ?
How do you encourage them to come to know the Lord?
Okay. I just want to say to anyone out there, the bottom line is this. No matter what you've done in your life, God's forgiveness is available for all if we are truly repentant. So I don't care what you've done, even if you've had an abortion, if you've been involved in the porn industry or the homosexual lifestyle, gangs, drug, prison, whatever it is, know that God loves you and Jesus died for you, and that sin debt was paid for by him to cover all. If we will just simply humble ourselves and come before the Lord and acknowledge that our good works will do nothing, that it is all because of Jesus, all because of Calvary, all because of his crucifixion, and mainly because of his precious shed blood that covers all of our sin and wickedness. If we will just come to him and humbly ask him to come into our heart, to be Lord of our life, and to renounce all other paths, and to ask him to forgive you of your sins and confess those sins to him. God loves you. Talk to him like you would talk to your own father or mother, and ask Jesus to come into your heart. And just remember that there's nothing on this earth, this temporary world, and this wickedness that people are doing that is worth an eternity in hell apart from Christ. So that's why it's so important for us to pick up the cross and follow it. And no matter how difficult things may be, God is there to walk with us on that path. And if he's done it for me, he can do it for you. And I encourage you to please give your life to Christ tonight and change the eternal destination of your soul at this very moment.
All righty. And you do that, folks. If you're out there, contemplate that. You can go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Read it, okay? And do it. Again, Jesus made it very simple. He made it very, very simple. He said this, pray to the Father in my name. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then once you've done that, God will always honor that. And then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. That means he's got to be number one. He's got to be before anything else. When he took your place on that cross, he put you before everything. And that's what you need to do. You need to put him before everything. And if you'll do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on your way to eternal life. You've got God's word on that, right?
Exactly.
And so
doesn't get any better than that.
All righty. Well, we're coming down to the end of the hour here. Hopefully, we've made our goal tonight. We're still going to be here. We're going to be here till midnight. We've got about 7 or 8 more minutes left, folks. The phone numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. We've never compromised, and we'll never let you down. And if you'll be with us, and we promise if you'll stand with us, we want to thank you for standing with us. We'll always stand with you. So we've come to that time that we come to every night where we say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Then we say, God bless.
God bless.
And then we say, get ready for this. And always ready.
Always.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.